In a world filled with podcasts, this is one.
It's time for Comic Review Weekly. And now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Shearer, and you're listening to Comic Review Weekly. And with me is
Morty Blevins.
Andy is at home. We're ringing in the new year, and we've had some techno problems here at the Comic Review Weekly headquarters. My computer bought it through the month of December, but it's. My studio has been upgraded, and my computer has a new hard drive, and we are ready to go. And a new theme song.
The theme song sounds very different on this computer.
Yeah, it was all the hard drive.
Oh, right.
So. But, yeah, we got some comic reviews. We got a year in review. We have a year to review, Marty.
Absolutely.
So, what you got? Mm. All right. Moving on.
Why don't you go ahead with the comic reviews?
Okay. I got Ultimate Spider-Man number 102. You're not reading Ultimate Spider-Man, are you?
No. I've read some of the trades, but I'm like way back behind. So.
Okay. Well, you probably remember me talking about all the clones mm-hmm. showing up. We're in the middle of the clone saga,
right?
And we've had in this issue picks up. Outside of the Parker home, where the Fantastic Four and is confronting Nick Fury on behalf of Peter Parker. They've taken Peter into custody. They're going to arrest him because, even though it's not his fault, Nick Fury's just trying to clean up the situation. When out of nowhere, a costumed spider person swings and captures Peter and rescues him from the crowd and tells him that it's Spider-Woman, who turns out to be...
The daughter of Gwen Stacy.
No.
Oh.
Peter Parker as a girl.
Nice.
So they were cloning Peter Parker. They made all these clones except for one. They did a little chromosome genetic mojo and made her a girl. Right. So it's a girl Peter Parker. But the thing is, when she was created, she remembered, she has all Peter's memories. She thinks she's Peter Parker, the guy. So she's basically Peter Parker with a girl's body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, much easier to distinguish than Ben Reilly, I guess.
Yeah. So, but she's apparently, a lot of these clones kind of split up. They all figured out kind of what was going on and thought MJ was in trouble. So they all split up to go rescue MJ. And then this clone, who goes by the name Jessica?
Patricia?
No, it wasn't Patricia. I'm pretty sure it was Jessica. They gave her a new name. Oh, Jessica Drew.
Spider-Woman. Huh.
So, Jessica showed up primarily just to keep the other clones from messing with MJ, but she had to, got involved with, well, not involved with Peter Parker. That would be creepy, but, she kind of rescued him and said, no, they're going to team up to go, rescue MJ. Before the clones get there. Now, a lot of this issue is backstory. Now, you can probably see that I'm holding up this page right here.
Right.
They're just giving lots of backstory.
Yes. There's dialogue on
this
page.
There's tons of dialogue on this page. In there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just because I'm in the story. It didn't bother me so much. But it was, you know, cramming her whole life history, all 3 months of it in that. Three pages.
Brian really likes the Egyptian pictograms because there's not actually any words to it. It's just pictures telling stories.
It's not. Look at this. It's just a guy standing there. Look how many words. Balance, people.
Guy,
balance.
Though,
balance. Look, he's got his hands up. He's got his hands down. He's sitting there. He's reading a book. He's close up. Then he's back. He's in. He's, you know, fading out. It's bad. Black. No, it wasn't bad, though. this issue, you know, I know it's moving the story along.
There's not a word on that page.
Yeah, there's right there. Click crash, arg. The thing I like about Ultimate Spider-Man is that it consistently does a good job of moving a story along and being interesting, even on the issues where it's just story kind of filler mm-hmm. development and nothing really is going on.
Right.
That's one of the things that has kept me in this book.
But they're up to the Clone Saga now with Ultimate. They're going to run out of material.
Clone Saga Part 6. I don't know where this is going.
When was the original Clone Saga? It was in the 90s,
wasn't it? I think so.
Yeah. So, 10 more years worth of material.
Yes.
Should get them another 20 issues, and then we'll see what happens.
So, I'm not going to give it away, the ending to our listeners. I'll just show you. It ends on that page. So, we find out what's going on with Mary Jane and some twists and turns at the end. I don't want to give it away. It's a good read. I highly recommend. I always recommend Ultimate Spider-Man. It's a really good read. So that one kept my attention.
Bendis book, by the way.
A Bendis book, yes. From there, I went to what I've been waiting for since... When did this book come out? Wonder Woman number 3.
Right.
This one came out in October, and I'm pretty sure the first one came out in, what, May?
Around about there, yep.
So is it supposed to be like a bi-monthly book or something? Or is it supposed to be monthly and it's just late?
I couldn't tell you on that. It's turned out to be at least bi-monthly. The degree of... I don't know that it was solicited as a monthly, but I think you just kind of expected it from a Wonder Woman title, one of their flagship titles.
Yeah. So, first of all, the art is great, as usual. Terry Dodson, I guess... His wife, Rachel Dodson, does the inks. Excellent pencils, excellent inks. The colors are great. It's a visual feast, a cornucopia of artistic goodness.
Plus a giant woman in spandex.
And a giant woman in spandex plummeting into a phone booth.
Not as disturbing as a giant woman in spandex in real life.
No. No, giant women shouldn't wear spandex. Diana Prance is an agent now. Mm-hmm. She's not Wonder Woman. We start out with a little backstory. They're essentially in this issue, Wonder Woman gets replaced. The gods choose Hercules to replace Wonder Woman.
Hercules.
Hercules is the new Wonder Woman. He's going to undergo some therapy. some changes will be happening with Hercules. Nah.
Just a little genetic splicing in the Ultimate Universe.
Right. So... fortunately, this is one element from Ultimate Spider-Man they left out. Hercules is still a man. he shows up at it left off last time with them fighting downtown. And, you know, Diana Prance shows up to help save the day as an agent and not as Wonder Woman. And Dr. Psycho has kidnapped a bunch of, Wonder Girl, who else was there? A bunch of other people. But basically, she is going to go and rescue them. And I think she has decided that she kind of decided she's going to be Wonder Woman again. Have you read this one?
I have.
Okay. You tell me if I'm way off here. Because eventually, she's kind of like, I'm not going to quit. I'm just going to do things my way, you know. Going to fulfill the mission that I was sent here to do. I'm just, you know,
right.
I never chose to be Wonder Woman. That's what other people called me. And she runs into some Circe.
Circe, yep.
And confronts her, which, and again, I don't want to give away the ending, but, you know, it's setting up the drama for the next part. Overall, this book is good to look at. I wasn't that thrilled. You know, I was happy it came out, but it didn't grab me. And I know it's because this is just moving the plot along.
It was definitely a transitional book and not a active book.
Yeah. So, I mean, I always like looking at the artwork. I hope the next one is better. 1 and 2 were really good. This one I found like, oh, well, it's just moving the story along. So.
The few issues that have been out so far. I think it's interesting the way that they've portrayed her, putting her back in the Diana Prince role, kind of taking her back to those days. I guess it was the 70s when they depowered Wonder Woman,
right,
and put her in the black spandex, basically, mm-hmm. As a martial arts bad girl, mm-hmm. kind of playing the Black Canary role,
right,
without the voice, and people hated it because it seemed like they were depowering her, but I think they're paying an homage to that with kind of this self-inflicted exile mm-hmm. that she's gone into, and she's kind of trying to refine herself after the Infinite Crisis and all the darkness that happened there. And so they're, in a way, they're taking her back to those origins that those in the Silver Age fell in love with.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to keep up with the book. I mean, I think, you know, I think it's going to be overall, it should be pretty good.
Right. It does suffer from that that same thing that's happening in a lot of the DC, but a lot of books in general, is that it seems to be geared toward a trade.
Yeah. I mean, this is like just a, yeah. Which, you know, I mean, I don't want to wait for the trade for these things. Mm-hmm. But I'll do it, DC. I'll do it. DC, I don't care. I would just like to point out that Hercules does don a tiara.
Right. And he is a mighty fetching man.
He is.
Welcome to the gender confusion portion.
He is very fetching in his tiara and bracelets. Hercules, demigod, mighty, mighty man.
Dr. Psycho has just been showing up all over the DC universe.
Wasn't he messing around with Power Girl?
Right.
Wasn't that him?
Yeah. Ever since Villains United, he's been kind of this... he's kind of come out of the woodwork. And I'm not sure whose villain he was originally, but probably my favorite moment so far has been in... I always forget the name of this book. It's the one that came out of Villains United. It's the one Gail Simone writes.
Yeah.
I love the book. I can't ever remember the name. I get it in Shadow Pack confused. But it's the something the six, or I don't know. Anyway, it's the one that came out of Villains United, and in that they had I guess enrolled the Mad Hatter. As one of their villains. And so at some point they went up against Dr. Psycho, and Mad Hatter came up to him and said, pick on someone your own size. And this is just these two little people just fighting it out, because Dr. Psycho had very little impact on the Mad Hatter, because the man's crazy.
Right. I haven't checked out that book at all.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Marvel guy anyway, but Wonder Woman. I dropped Teen Titans finally. I handed it back to Devin and said, not doing it for me. Mm. You can take this one off.
You're not going to wait for the next Brother Blood?
Oh, man. Sorry. No, I've endured, I think, two or three episodes, bouts with Brother Blood. And... yeah, he's pretty much the worst character I've ever come across.
Hmm.
I don't know why. It's just narcolepsy overtakes me whenever I come across him in a book.
I've got in our 2006 review, I've got a couple of Teen Titans moments. It's good that you've...
Excellent. What is our Teen... I'm done. Those are the two freshest things I've read. So right. What is...
move on to the... I don't really have any books to review, because... I wanted to just spend a little time talking about 2006 in general for comics and the comic-related media.
Okay.
So, with that, let's move into the 2006 review.
Insert swanky music here.
Bow chicka bow what? Not that kind of music.
Okay. Yeah. moving on.
Yeah, right. Let's talk first about movies. And basically, I'll just toss these out, and if you feel like adding anything into them. These are the comic book movies of 2006.
So why don't you call them out, and I'll tell you what my gut impression is.
All right. Superman Returns.
Lois Lane forgot that she had sex with Superman.
Right.
And she suddenly has a kid. Did she? How did she deal with that? Biggest question that come away from that movie. Otherwise, I enjoyed. Thumbs up to Superman Returns.
That's what they'll deal with in the sequel. With the exception of the super peeping, I was okay with that.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. Well, look, he knocks her up and makes her forget, and then spies on her. The man has issues. All right. The yellow sun has somehow congealed his Kryptonian brain here. All right. Next.
This one I don't know that you've seen. Ultimate Avengers 1 and 2, the DVD.
I have not seen the DVD release.
I've seen the first one. It was actually really, really good. I think they did a great job of catching the feel of the Ultimate Avengers and yet still leaving it accessible to children so that you don't have to send them out of the room to watch the... Now, they might be really confused if they were to pick up a regular... Well, especially now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 50-year-old men wouldn't be confused at picking it up just out of the blue.
Right. V for Vendetta.
I did not see that either.
I did. It was actually it was a good movie. And after I...
Good movie.
It was a good movie.
Have you read the book?
After I watched the movie, I went out and read the book.
Okay.
And it was pretty good. I can see why at the time it was what it was. Again, this is kind of like Watchmen. I wouldn't have enjoyed reading it when it came out, but I enjoyed reading it now.
Right.
It was definitely a different movie. There were Alan Moore politics don't necessarily play as well in the American theater, so that's why they changed the movie up so much from what the book was, because English politics a little bit different.
Right.
than American.
Gotcha.
So there were some changes from the book to the to the movie, but it was a good, I think it was a good little action movie, all told.
Yeah.
Andrea enjoyed it, my wife, and so it's an interesting one. It's not your typical superhero release, and I think a lot of people, if they didn't know that it was a comic book movie, wouldn't know that it was a comic book movie.
Yeah. So there's 2 out of 3 I haven't seen. What's next?
X-Men, The Last Stand.
X-Men, The Last Stand, I saw in the theater. I enjoyed X-Men, The Last Stand.
I did, too.
I thought it was better than the first X-Men. Maybe I enjoyed it a little bit more than the second as well.
I think it was an excellent movie. I don't know that it was... I think I can see where people would get upset, especially your hardcore X-Men fan, because it deviated from the main line. But I think it was an excellent movie. It was put together very well. And I would recommend people to go see it.
Yep. It's just a good little action flick.
Yep.
Okay. 2 out of 2. I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
Seen half the movies on your list.
Now, the next two aren't comic adaptations, but they are... near and dear to the comics world. One of them I'd say probably neither of us has seen. Clerks 2.
Clerks 2. Nope, didn't see it.
Didn't see it. I haven't either, but I've seen all the, through Comedy Central and various other channels and a new DVR, I've seen most of the other Kevin Smith joints. And we were invited to go see this at San Diego with some of the guys from Bamboo Radio, but we just weren't able to go. But timing didn't work out with my wife coming into town. So I look forward to seeing it. Kevin Smith always does good homage to the comic book world. And Brian and I were both big fans of the Clerks animated series. So we're probably... we'll probably see it at some point when it's toned down a little bit. There is the language, which is not appropriate for children under 41. But
hey, I was speaking of that. Okay. Yeah, I I don't think I ever saw the whole first movie, actually. I've seen the cartoon, which was hilarious.
Right.
But no, I didn't see the. Yeah, that was being that was the big promotion at Heroes, wasn't it? Because what was her name?
Rosario Dawson.
Dawson was there. Yeah. But no, I didn't see it.
Yeah. So not much to say about it, but it was a big comic moment of the year.
Right.
And then, of course, the one that was the huge promotion at San Diego Comic-Con.
Snakes on a Plane?
Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane, I saw. Did you see it?
I did not see it.
I don't know if I talked. Did I talk about it on the podcast?
A little bit,
okay. I could have, if I could go back through time, I would watch only the Samuel L. Jackson moments.
Hmm.
They were great. It was funny. The rest of the time was spent trying to be as graphic as possible with people dying of snake bites, which, I mean, it was a horror movie, or they were trying to build it as a horror movie. Some of the stuff was kind of stupid, like you're going to get bit, and then, boot, you know, you're going into convulsions and stuff. But I know enough about snakes to know that that's kind of ridiculous, that they would just go crazy. Of course, but, I mean,
they were on a plane.
Right, and who doesn't go crazy on planes?
Right.
I mean,
they didn't,
peanuts. They can't ingest those peanuts.
Right, and they did not understand the video on how to attach the mask.
You're absolutely right.
And they wouldn't know to attach it to their, you know, themselves first, then their children.
Right. I mean, and they have so many children, there's only that one mask.
Right.
I mean, it's just unreal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just don't find, you know, gruesomeness entertaining. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe that's why. But, yeah, that was a big deal. And, you know, it came out and then it just went away. It's like it built up. It's out and it's gone.
Right. And that is the power of marketing.
It seems like it would be better to sneak up on you and stay.
Right,
all that. Which I guess goes to prove that marketing doesn't always work.
Yeah.
So, it just wasn't fun.
Right.
You know, because they were billing it as, you know, well, everybody thought it was going to be like a B movie, and it was going to be this fun, goofy movie, and then when it came out, it was like, this isn't fun at all.
So, again, you won't be going to see the new Faces of Death movie that's coming out?
No, I think I'm going to opt out for
even
that one.
Even though it's by, or it's backed by the same people that are doing the Transformers movie?
You know, I'm going to still opt out for that. I will go see Transformers.
Right. Maybe there'll be some crossover.
Faces of Death in Transformers.
Right. So that's the movies. Superman Returns, Ultimate Avengers, V for Vendetta, X-Men The Last Stand, Clerks 2, Snakes on a Plane.
What a year!
Mm-hmm. Television was pretty good this year, too.
Yes, it was.
For comic-related folks. Blade, the series.
Didn't see it.
I've seen a couple of episodes of it. It was actually very, very good. I was surprised at the quality of it. I'm actually being surprised by a lot of these. I've not been able to catch it just because I think when I was watching it, it was on at a time that I'm not normally home or am normally doing something else. So, but the couple episodes I saw were pretty kick butt, really, for a TV show. It was great. Who wants to be a superhero?
Didn't see it. I've been living in a box.
I saw the last episode, at least. I saw the first couple, and then I saw the last episode with the winner. I can't remember who his name is, and his final opponent was
Stanley.
Fat Mama, who was also in an excellent choice, and I would love to see her in a movie.
Okay.
Adaptation of her origin, because I just want to see what that...
Right. Okay.
So there was quite a bit of buzz about it, and it made some waves in the comics world. Joe Quesada on the Colbert Report.
I didn't see it.
That is worth seeing. If you go to YouTube, you can do a search for Joe Quesada and Colbert, and you can download and watch that. It's actually very good. He's talking mainly about Civil War. But
of course.
Well, that's the big thing. But it's really good. I've recently come to love the Colbert Report, so it's just some funny stuff.
I've seen him, clips of him arguing with like a couple people, like Richard Dawkins and stuff. And I've just seen clips on the internet. I haven't actually seen the show, but it seems like it'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It's a pretty funny little show.
Okay.
Smallville.
Smallville. That's still on?
Mm. Lana's pregnant.
Is she?
Spoilers.
She's still whiny? Spoilers. What?
Lana's pregnant, and she's got a Lex chromosome.
Oh gosh!
No, that it's not actually Lexmas. That may actually turn up as
I don't know. It's sad of the fact that that seems completely plausible to me, but I fell for it. What? Who is the father? Lex.
Lex is the father.
They deserve each other,
as best I can tell. Unless Clark managed to knock her up too.
It was Lex. I'm watching you through my telescope.
You know, even back then. It's all coming together. He was a peeping Tom back then in high school. It's all coming together now. I see how it is. Superman.
And then, of course, the bright spot in the...
Heroes.
Heroes.
Yes.
Heroes is a fantastic
Thank you,
show.
Heroes, for making up for Smallville. Don't screw it up, please.
It is just... I was worried about it the first couple of episodes because some of it seemed like it could go in some really bad directions really quick. But they have really brought it together in the last couple of episodes before the break were just fantastic.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yep. So there comes back on the 22nd. We have 20 days left.
That's right. And if you haven't seen the previous episodes, they're available, I think, on iTunes.
Yeah.
And
what, $1.99?
$1.99 a piece. And there may be people out there that you know that have them on tape somewhere.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I wonder, they don't have it at that website that Andy posted, did they?
They may have. I don't know.
I don't even know what the website that is.
No, I can't remember the name of the website. Well. There might be some questionable copies of it out there on the internet.
Don't look at them. Don't look at them for very long. Only view them once.
And if you do watch... an equivalent number of just commercials on right. NBC.
VVR some commercials. Go sit down, watch some shampoo and car ads to ease your guilty conscience. I do.
So that's television in 06, and it was a good year. You have any?
Television, all I've been watching is, well, The Office and Heroes, and The Office is good. Mm-hmm. It makes me laugh. Those are the only two things I watch, except for like something on the occasional Discovery Channel. Like last night, I got roped into the 4 hours marathon of MythBusters, and I had to watch. So
right, yeah.
But yeah, other than that, no, I don't think so. Television has let me down of late, the last few years. I'm glad that Heroes is there.
It is a very, very good show.
All right, what else we got?
Couple of comics events.
A couple?
Which you might not want to talk about, but...
Civil War.
We brought to an end the Infinite Crisis during 2006, and we began 52, a weekly comic. It's weekly,
Has it been late yet?
It has not. They've actually managed to get one out every week.
You hear that, Wonder Woman? What's wrong with you?
Sometimes we can't even get a webcomic out once a week.
We have not missed one week.
Well,
in almost 2 years. Huh? Our 2-year birthday is coming up for Fanboy Almanac.
Right.
Well.
So if you want to check out the back issues, go to fanboyalmanac.com.
.com, yes. I was looking at it the other day. We've done quite a bit.
Yes, we have.
2 years. So go check out the... All right, I'm sorry. Tangent. Mount Marvel.
So 52 was DC, was great with the DC. It's still going strong. Civil War.
Civil War, yes.
The launched a new CNN era at Marvel. It did make me buy more books, though. So I guess
you're right.
Mission accomplished.
Well done. Civil War invaded all the Spider-Man books I have. And then I just got lost.
Right.
Because I didn't want to buy everything else. I couldn't buy everything else.
Right.
And so I just stick with Spider-Man. And yeah. And I understand what Tony Stark's doing and that Spider-Man's kind of turned against Tony Stark. That's pretty much all I know at this point.
Right. Right. So, I've enjoyed Civil War. It's not quite the... the fair and balanced reporting that you might expect from when they started, but it's been an interesting little storyline, and it has transformed the Marvel Universe. If you're following it, then you've got a lot that you can read, and that can be a great thing. If you're not following it, though, it kind of cuts you out of a lot of stuff. And unlike DC's 52, which hasn't missed a week yet, Civil War got backed up a month, and that ended up, this is just one of those big events of 2006, they ended up moving many Marvel titles back a month, and just skipping a month on a bunch of Marvel titles just to get this book out and in people's hands. It shows a lot of good faith on Marvel's part that they didn't just hand over some of the art skills and the art chores to somebody else, that they let the artist continue to get it all through. But yeah, that was quite the big thing.
Right.
So.
Anything else?
Looking through what which section to go to next.
Okay, what are your sections here?
Let's do In Memory Of.
In Memory Of?
Well, In Memory Of.
Sounds promising.
comics related demises during this year. There were a lot, so we're just going to hit some of the high points.
All right.
Speakeasy Comics.
Speakeasy Comics, bless your hearts. We came very close. Very, very close to putting Gravy Boy out through you.
Yeah.
Fortunate for us, for our lethargic reading of contracts. We dodged that one. But we are sorry to see you go.
We were. It was a good line, and it was showing a lot of promise for the independent scene. So I'm glad that a lot of the books are still around. Just we'll miss you.
I hate to see when other independent, non-big two companies go under. I hate to see it.
So. And our characters now. Quasar.
Quasar, did he bite it?
In Annihilation, he surely did.
Well, good. Man, I hate that character. No offense to anyone.
He's one of the many that that bought it in Marvel's Annihilation event, which was their space event. This was kind of the renaissance of these space faring heroes and villains this year, too. Quasar,
rest in peace. If you want. If you do, whatever. All right, who else we got?
This one goes out to your good friend of mine, Black Goliath.
Right. That great Goliath.
Black Goliath bought it in Civil War.
Okay.
He was one of the casualties of war. And Black Goliath, we'll miss you. He came out of retirement just in time to die.
Well, isn't that the way it goes?
Right.
All right.
Booster Gold.
Booster Gold! Poor guy.
Yep.
Well, he's with Blue Beetle now.
That's right. You got to get rid of all the old wahaha.
Yeah, you killed off anybody that laughs. any joy in the DC universe.
Is Fire dead yet? I know the Scarlet Fox chickies. I don't know, but yeah, we might make it out with only Guy Gardner to show for it.
You know, back when I really started getting into comics, I read the Justice League when it was Guy Gardner and Booster Gold, Black Canary, and Blue Beetle. Might have to bust out those issues.
Hmm.
All right, who's next?
Alexander Luther.
Did he die? Why did no one tell me?
After nearly taking down the entirety of the DCU, Alexander Luther buys it in an alley because he didn't invite the Joker to play in his little reindeer games.
Oh. Well.
So Joker pulls him aside and puts one in him.
All right.
So this is quite the letdown from his promising career after busting out of the whatever that little paradise zone that they were in was supposed to be. So,
yep.
Alexander Luther. That was fun. Panther.
Oh, yeah?
Panther, I mentioned not so much because she made such a huge impact on the DC Universe. She was one of the Teen Titans during one of the revamps in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I mention her only because of the way that she died. She was the one...
On the toilet.
Right.
Eating a ham sandwich. I'm making that up. That's in the apocryphal DC issues coming out.
Panther was one of those superheroes who lost her life fighting Superboy Prime. You may remember her as the disembodied head flying away from his fist in that two-page spread. Infinite Crisis.
Good job. Well done, Superboy Prime. You're no Optimus, as primes go, but you're all right.
Speaking of primes, we lost Kal-El and Lois Lane, the original versions.
No more leaping across buildings.
In Infinite Crisis. And in the Superman family, took a hard hit again this year with the loss of Superboy.
It's been a hard, hard time for supers.
Mm-hmm. People with S's on their chests.
Yeah.
Not doing so well these days.
All right.
And Wally West, who is probably not dead, but he went into the Speed Force.
He took his family, didn't he?
And took it. Yeah, he did a little family trip into the Speed Force.
Right.
And apparently the Speed Force is now inside of Bart, which is, I mean, as good as being dead.
I don't understand what is going on with stuff.
So,
I mean, come on.
Wally and his family went to live inside of Bart. And, So, and that's all I really have for my In Memory Of section. And all of you, I won't say you'll be greatly missed, every one of you, but hey, we noticed.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
There were some returns, though, this year.
Oh, there were some returns. Let's hear the returns.
Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle did not come back.
That's a brand new Blue Beetle.
Brand new Blue Beetle. I quit reading that. Issue 4 or 5 when it lost me.
Yeah.
And I was going to look. I saw another issue, and I was going to look at it, but I didn't.
Right.
I'd already had like $40 worth of stuff in my hands. I was like,
yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just got to cut one. Never mind.
Okay.
We also have a brand new Aquaman.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, we do. I started reading some of that.
Right. I picked it up, Sword of Atlantis, I picked it up with the first few rounds, and it was it was okay. It was kind of like Conan Under the Sea. Again, I ran out of money, so I stopped picking that one up. But brand new Aquaman, brand new Wonder Woman.
Right, brand new Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. At least temporarily.
Yeah, that's not going to last.
Yeah. Colossus.
Colossus, that's right.
He's back. He is...
Well, he's been back, hasn't he?
Well, just this year, though.
Was that just this year?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Pretty sure. If I'm wrong,
I thought it was 2005.
But
wasn't that an Astonishing X-Men?
It was Astonishing, yes.
Because I remember reading that trade paperback in Barnes & Noble, and I'm pretty sure it was 2005.
Because they're just now starting to explore his, you know, his relationship with...
maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
Okay.
No, it was just been before this year.
Okay.
We're going to have to cross that one off the list.
Okay. How about Colossus?
This is our first retraction. Wait a minute. This is our first retraction on this podcast. We have to make a retraction.
I retract, possibly. Not without proof, but I retract.
My memory isn't good enough for you?
No.
My memory is flawless.
Okay, we can add his odd relationship with the no longer jailbait Shadowcat.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Detective Chimp.
Detective Chimp did come back.
He did, and in a big way. DC Universe, I salute you. Talking animals have not gotten their fair shake in the last 20 years.
Last 20 ever, Marty.
Good job.
Okay.
And zombies.
Zombies.
Marvel Zombies.
Yeah.
Brought back the flavor of death this year.
Mm.
So.
Tastes like chicken.
So those are the highlights of the returning champions of 2006.
Okay. All right, next.
Next and finally, I have my what the moments of 2006. Tim Drake. trying to revive the dead Superboy.
You know, right.
His best friend.
Yes.
And then Max on his girlfriend. Big old sloppy kiss from Robin to Wonder Girl there. I can't remember. Part of me, maybe it's just my brain, but part of me remembers him doing this in front of the dead Superboy.
Well, you know, teens, Marty.
Right,
teen
right, right.
Titans.
Yes. Yeah, I got you. Okay. New also this year was the Black Adam's disturbing trend of ripping people in half.
Right. Yes.
Kinder, gentler DC. Thanks. Welcome back.
Oh, that was just, you know, whatever.
Plus, you know, the Psycho Pirate, and he poked his eyes out straight. Right. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Excellent.
Black Adam, here's to you. The next one doesn't really get much discussion. I'm just going to say Planet Hulk.
And next?
Spidey playing dress up in Uncle Tony's clothes. The Iron Spider.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. That was, I think that gets the biggest Comic Review Weekly What the Award.
Yeah.
Oh.
Most disturbing. That and, you know, Tony Stark's a Nazi now, apparently.
Right, of course.
So those are our What Does for 2006.
Excellent. Well, 2007 is going to be a busy year.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cons.
Right.
You're having a baby.
I'm having a baby.
And a miracle of modern science.
It's one of those gender confusion clone things.
Right. Already you've been cloned and your clone is a girl.
That Lex chromosome.
Oh, yeah. Marty has been combined with Lex chromosome and is producing another child. There'll be a video and the boys will go in one room and the girls will go in the other and watch the other film. We're just going to watch Blood on the Highway.
And then promptly go home and we'll download the other one on YouTube.
Right. So we're, what else is going on? Cons, we're going to try to hit San Diego again. Mm-hmm. We've got Heroes, we're going to be in Orlando. Well, I'm going to be in Orlando, you'll be having a baby.
Right.
I will be in Orlando in February. February is also What the Hell Con at Guilford College.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. It's going to be a busy time. It'll be good since the book is coming out in March, I guess, in previews. March issue of previews now.
Right.
And other than that, a lot more Comic Review Weeklies.
Oh, 2006, good riddance.
Didn't like 2006, did you?
I didn't like 2006.
What was wrong with 2006 for you?
I remember putting 2006 on notice at the beginning of the year. Because
oh, yeah, I do remember that.
My whole family had been sick
right.
the entire time. Yeah. And we ended that way, too.
You did.
And now I'm getting something again, so 2007.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of not happy year. I'm just glad to see it go.
All right. Well, I think that'll about do us this time for Comic Review Weekly. Andy will be back next week, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And if not, we'll flog him 39 lashes, 40 minus 1. And
otherwise, I'll have to start recording him in the back of my car again.
Right. I don't want to know. What happens in the back of Marty's car stays in the back of Marty's car. If you've ever seen his car,
yeah. You'll
know I'm telling the truth. Yeah, we'll catch you next time. Drop us an email. You can email Andy at andy@gravyboy.com. You can email me at brian@gravyboy.com or Marty at gravyboy.com. Or you can email gravyboy@gravyboy.com. But he's fictional, so it'll probably just be me writing back to you. All right.
Pretending to be a 13-year-old boy.
I don't know. This is getting weird.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.